ABBA wrote alt rock music. It's really good. The single's called Talking About It, and you can find them at tv4cats.bandcamp.com. And then something very, very different. This is a sort of four-piece band called Kefaya, and they're a London-based fusion music group. My understanding of it is that they've been setting Afghani poetry to sort of alt-rock and rock music. I'm going to play as the title track of their album, Our Freedoms Must Be Won. So it's like poetry set to this fusion music. There's a bit of Afghani music in it. There's a bit of rock music in it. The album came out on the 17th of July, and you can find them at K-E-F-A-Y-A, Kefaya, music.bandcamp.com. And when we're back, we'll be joined by Super Plage. You can find his music at superplage.bandcamp.com. I'll be playing us the song La Tulipe, which was his song about his experience attending sort of the protest to stop the shutdown of the venue La Tulipe in Montreal, the 100-year-old theater that lost out to like zoning laws and such in Montreal. I'll also tell you a little bit about the band that's playing in the background, because I discovered a really cool jazz ensemble from Brighton. They're called Hill Collective. You can find them on Bandcamp at andnowhill.bandcamp.com. And this is from an album that they've recently released called Fire in the Orbit, and it is the title track that I'm going to be playing us. They're a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11-piece group, just bringing everything from saxophones to double bass to drums, pianos, trombones, cornets, tablas, violins, flutes. So they're a really fun group, and there's a lot of interesting things happening in Brighton. So go check them out as well. But we're going to go into Kefaya, Our Freedoms Must Be Won. Then we'll listen to a bit of Talking About It by TV for Cats. And then we'll be back with our interview backstage from the media area of Oshiaga, talking to Jules Henry, who is Super Plage. And that's the last that I'll have time to bring to you today. So I hope you enjoyed our Oshiaga special. I will see you all next week, same time, same place. Goodbye.
شده دوره خرابه مردم به تایی نه چنگلی گرگ و شغاله موکی نگری کس آزادی نمیدیه با حیر همونه شادی نمیدیه مونه بیرنه و آبادی نمیدیه وطن نه چنگلی گرگ و شغاله موکی نگری کس آزادی نمیدیه با حیر همونه شادی نمیدیه مونه بیرنه و آبادی نمیدیه وطن نه چنگلی گرگ و شغاله موکی نگری کس آزادی نمیدیه.
My name is Rue. We're here with CFRC Radio. I'm joined by Jules Henry from Super Plage here at Oceaga Festival. Hello, Jules.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
How are you feeling today? I mean, you guys opened up the Oceaga Festival. Big honor to be like the first band on. People are kind of counting on you to bring the energy, right?
Did they? I don't know. Well, I hope we delivered. I don't know what people expect from the first show. But yeah, it was a great moment. I'm really happy. There was people, there was sunshine, and hopefully good music. So all you need for a good festival show.
No, it was definitely good music out there. And like I could tell people were enjoying it. They were dancing along, they were clapping along. How was it for you up on stage? Because like for anyone that's in and around Quebec, Oceaga is such a big deal, right?
Yeah, totally. It's far different from what we usually do. I like this better than what we usually do. I could do this all the time. But yeah, it's a great experience for us, honestly, and just all the staff, the way we're received. So yeah, amazing so far.
And like when you were out on stage and you were doing like what I think is one of the summer anthems where you're going jet ski, jet lag, what was the other one? Jet set, tellement. I just feel like that's the anthem for the summer, right?
Is it? I mean, that's what I wish all of my songs were. So I'm glad they're your anthem of the summer. I don't know if they're everyone's, but it could be.
It could be. And I'm loving the vibe out there. You've said in like past interviews that the vibe that you try to bring at shows is just forget the world, come and have some fun, right? So like, and this is a great place to do something like that. So how was it for you out on stage today?
It felt very natural, honestly. I was kind of expecting that stress to kick in, and it never really happened because everybody around was just so positive and confident. So, yeah. Sorry, I forgot the beginning of the question.
That was a great vibe.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
And you brought out the theremin. Love that little moment as well.
Yeah, it's always like no matter what happens, if we were to have tigers or flames on show, that's always the moment that people film and talk to me about.
And I want to take it back to the beginning for you. So when you started making music, I heard you started in a pop punk band.
Yeah.
How did that transition happen?
I mean, it was over the years, but yeah, I was into punk rock. When I was 13 years old, me and my friends, we'd open for like bands that we actually loved and saw on Music Plus. And for us, we were just a band. We were not a young band. We didn't know why people were so surprised to see us. So that was when I was really young. Eventually, I kind of got into my Jack Johnson phase, got a ukulele. I went to Hawaii, where he's from. Then the Black Keys wave hit me hard. So when I moved to Montreal, I wanted to find musicians for my rock and roll band. That really never happened. And I just thought that the whole process of like recording, paying the studios, all that stuff, then you wait till they're ready to send it to you. I thought it was so anticlimactic and so frustrating. So I kind of did a 180 degrees towards something that I could like start a song in the morning on my laptop, listen to it at night, not need anybody's exterior help. And also because I've been shown a lot of like electro, pop, house, French touch stuff that I loved. So yeah, it was never my intent, but I'm really glad that's the way life brought me.
And you started making music as Super Plage in 2019.
Yeah.
And like just after that lockdown hit, you kind of had to make music all by yourself, alone. But then when I listen to the music, you have your friends come on and be collaborators. Like, it's such a community process. Like, was it difficult than just making that music by yourself initially?
Yes and no. I mean, yeah, we did a few illegal collaboration sessions, I guess. But yeah, I kind of like to start an idea by myself, although I often don't do the exact opposite. But yeah, when I start fiddling with stuff, I kind of want to wait until I find it either good enough to involve someone, or I'm sure it's not good enough that I should not involve anyone. But yeah, actually it was weird because nobody knew if it was a good idea to release music. And I was just like, well, if nobody is going to tell me when this will end, I'm just going to release it. I don't know if it's going to be 6 years or 2 months. And I'm like, it was a new project, so I could not exist before I released that album. So I just released it, and honestly, I think it was, I was kind of lucky. There was not that many cultural news, so I think I had a bit more visibility than if the world had gone like spinning, because I was one of the few people who released music. Normally I'm one of the many people who do, so maybe I wouldn't be here today without that stupid pandemic.
Possibly. And I think you maybe reminded people that they that like there was a time when we'd go out and we'd have fun.
Yeah, exactly. I guess it was, yeah, it's still pretty light music, so I guess it was good to have that, yeah, to listen to and to make you long for better days.
Yeah. And tell me a bit about, like, some of your collaborators, because I know you share a studio with La Couleur, and Virginie B also joined you on stage today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I don't. I often go to rehearse at La Couleur Studio, and I, for a short period, I had it. But I mostly produce at home. I have a basement that I've been living for the same 11 years. So I put it all nice and cozy, and yeah, all the collaborations are really organic, and I never like harassed anyone on Instagram for 3 months. It's always my friends, and sometimes it's intended that we do a session and try to do something. Sometimes I just show them something and they're like, oh, I have that idea. And yeah, that's really the most exciting part of the process. I really like starting from scratch and like surprising myself with stuff. But once I've listened to a song in a certain way for like a long time and someone brings something new to it, I really listen to it as if I were the audience. And so I'm just like, oh wow, that's amazing, nice.
Yeah.
And yeah, so it's a, I wouldn't see myself doing it all alone, but yeah, when we had a band with my teenager friends, we'd always fight about stuff like this bridge is too short and all that stuff. So I'm still figuring out where is the perfect balance between loneliness and collaboration. I don't think any of the two would fit me every day, forever. But yeah, and it really like teaches me a lot of stuff. It's really about collaboration, and I get to listen to their unreleased song, and if I sometimes I place a little advice if they're willing to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, but it's all we do it in my basement with a little white claw.
Of course. And then you take those little basement projects and you play on a stage as big as like the main stage today, the river stage. Mm-hmm. So like obviously that's like it feels like a big process over those 6 years to then go and, you know, reach those heights and to do it with your friends. So I feel like that community aspect really comes through in your music.
Yeah, totally. I was lucky. We got some guest lists. I got to invite my friends and his two kids, my old bandmate and his girlfriend. So yeah, and yeah, Virginie came with us. So yeah, it's really like a family. Then sometimes you travel with one, and sometimes you go to the cottage with the other, and sometimes we all meet here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What a place to meet, after all.
The best.
And another place where I see your community kind of spirit come through in your music. Your one, I think this is the latest song you released, La Tulipe, about La Tulipe that closed down in Montreal, and that was like your rallying cry for it. Tell me a little bit about that song.
So I'm mostly generally afraid of manifestations. Is that a word? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When you know what's the word in English when you go to the street and
The protest.
Protest. Yeah. Yeah, I'm from a small town, and I haven't been like in the middle of 50,000 people that many times, especially not when they're like peppering us and shit. So I'm really afraid of protests, and I have tremendous respect for people who go there all the time at the expense of their life. But I was at the like musical protest in front of La Tulipe, and I really felt like it was a very peaceful and positive vibe, although everybody was kind of mad. There was really like an effervescence. That's a word. There was an effervescence about it, and I think I tried a few on some beats to talk about that, and I didn't find it catchy, or I didn't think I had the right angle, and it finally came to life on this one, so I'm happy it did.
And I want to talk a little bit about your latest album. Last year you released Grosse Maison, And I felt that album was almost like more dancey, more funky than your previous albums. So is this like a new direction that you're pushing harder for?
Yes and no. I'm quite new to all that dance music. So when I started, I thought it was dance music. But when I listen to it now, I'm like, God, it's so slow. And I think it's because I became a DJ after, like in the last few years. So I think it's the more the more I put songs and see the reaction of people, I'm like, okay, this is a bit too slow, this is a bit too sad, this is a bit too happy. And without it doesn't become my mold, but it's something that I think about more. And like, the more fast music I listen to, the more slow I find the slow songs. So I guess I'm always bumping it a bit to key to stay excited.
So it's just gonna get faster and heavier and more funky, more dancey.
Maybe I'm exploring with techno right now, but I really cannot find my voice in that universe. So I try, and I don't know if I want to talk or sing or scream or falsetto it. So it might get faster until the day that I end up doing bedroom pop.
It all goes full circle at the end of the day. I also want to talk about your 2023 album, Magie à Minuit. There's a song on it that I feel like kind of encapsulates the purpose and the vibe of your music. On the song Safe Space, you're literally singing that it's a safe space. You've got the lines, tu peux te laisser aller, c'est un endroit sécuritaire. So I feel like that encapsulates the whole vibe of the Superplage project.
I think it was, and I think it is. I wouldn't play it anymore because honestly, I've been told after that as a straight white man, I cannot pretend that something is a safe space. And I really didn't know that subtlety. And it makes total sense, but I didn't know, so I just I really had good intentions. To me, it was not that political or anything.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, I hope that people in my show, especially, but everywhere, are like, yeah, I like to dance in places where like people don't judge. You know, I don't go to hip clubs. So I like to dance. Like, if there was to be a bonfire here tonight, I'd dance around it. But for me, it's all about that, freedom of being not harassed or anything. I hope everywhere is a safe space, although I'm not the one to say it is.
Well, there's always new ones, of course. I understand. And you've been releasing a few singles this year, including La Tulipe.
Yeah.
So is this building up to a next album? What's happening next for you?
Yeah, so I got a single coming next month. We're working on the clip. I'm doing it myself. It's kind of new, so don't put your expectations too high. But the song is great. And there's an album called Mini Club coming in October 23rd, I think.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's all leading there. And actually, it was supposed to be a double album with Grosse Maison. But, time passed, and we thought that it would just be a bit redundant to propose it as such. So it's kind of the following and the antithesis of Grosse Maison.
Okay. The next step after that.
Yeah.
And with your music, you have gone and played some huge stages. Like, Oshiaga wasn't even your biggest stage. You've played Festival d'Été, which has huge crowds. You've played at South by Southwest, so many other really cool places. What's been your favorite shows that you've played?
We were in Nantes in France this winter. We played a place called the Stereo Lux. It's 300-400 people jam-packed at 11 p.m. Biggest disco ball I'd ever seen. That was really my vibe. But honestly, this was really my vibe too. And it is the biggest stage we've done, because at FEC and South by Southwest, we didn't have big stage. But I know with time, and it can look like such, but no, I don't play that big stage every day.
It will happen. It'll happen.
Hopefully
more regularly.
Well, I'm ready.
Yeah. Any shows, festivals coming up for you this summer, this year?
We're playing Rose Gazon in Repentigny in a few weeks. I think I'm forgetting everything else because I'm a bit tired, but we do exist in the world. We go places.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm really looking forward to it. Hopefully we'll see you in Toronto sometime playing shows too.
Yeah, we went once. It wasn't a great success, but I mean, yeah, I really love the scene there. I have a few friends over there. Samaya, mm-hmm. You know her?
I've heard her name, but I've not seen her myself.
Ah, she's great. And she'll be here one day. Mm-hmm. So yeah, hoping to Toronto. I mean, we play a lot of places in Quebec that are much farther than that.
Okay, yeah. Could happen anytime. Yeah. And thank you so much for taking the time out today. You guys were so much fun on stage.
Much.
And thanks for joining me.
Thank you. Hi, this is Super Plage and you're listening to CFRC Radio.
The Freedom Principle, Canada's longest-running community program featuring new releases of the African diaspora in the emerging genre of world jazz. This program is produced in the town of LaSalle, Ontario, at the 42nd parallel, 8 kilometers south of Detroit, Michigan. The Freedom Principle can be heard across Canada from the Salish Sea of British Columbia to the Grand Banks of the Atlantic Ocean, and we are honored to be on this excellent community radio station. Stay tuned for some great new releases. Oh, yeah. We begin this week's show with Asakuma Beats with their track Sea Car, featuring Gordon Lee and Harry Ling from the new release Jutna on Music in Exile. Recorded during a week-long residency on the Greek island of Hydra, the album brings together six musicians from six countries. Its title comes from the Wolof word Jutna, meaning it is time. Thanks for joining me on this edition of The Freedom Principle. My name is Tom Fleming, and I'll be your guide as we explore new releases and reissues from across the African diaspora. We'll start the first set with Burkinabe musician Isiaka Dembele and his new release, Enfoli. Now based in Finland, Dembele draws on the Manding Griot tradition while incorporating electronic production into what he describes as electro-manding. From Enfoli, here is Isiaka Dembele with Nyaji on The Freedom Principle. Musoka na nyajiba, musoka na nyajiba, musoli efembaye, kanakasi. Lombe, lombe, musolu be barala. Lombe, 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 musolu be barala. Musolu be barala, aukana musoku manjufo. Ikera sulamele ye, musolo kibange. Ikera krechele ye, musolo kibange. Alikera waribatigi ye, musolo kibange. Musoka na nyajibo, musoka na nyajibo, musoli efemba ye, aukana musoku majufo. Muso, 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 muso.
Thank you. Thank you.
We just heard Vargas Blues Band with Barrio Blues, the title track from their new release, Barrio Blues. Led by Spanish guitarist Javier Vargas, the group has spent decades blending electric blues with Latin rock. Before that, we heard Tumbao Bravo with Paul Vornhagen in their tune Tres Hermanas from Joy of Mambo on Global Pulse. Recorded live at the Blue Llama Jazz Club in Ann Arbor, Michigan, the album captures the group's lively mix of mambo, cha-cha, rumba, bolero, and contemporary Latin jazz. Opening the set was a Burkinabe musician Isiaka Dembele with Nyaji from Enfoli. Our next set begins with Franco-Jamaican reunion between French collective Java and Jamaican singer Winston McConoff. Their new EP, Elementaire, brings together Musette, Chanson, hip-hop, spoken word, and McConoff's soulful reggae voice. Here is Java and Winston McConoff with Born from Elementaire on Ragram Chapter 2 Records on The Freedom Principle.
Je chaloux, esquive en guerre et sans œil pour œil, donc pourtant je suis bon. On comprend. Je suis bon dans le ghetto, mon iris sur le gâteau, mon bandeau sur le hublot, et les écoutilles stéréo, gilet jaune, béret rouge, vol au vent, drapeau noir. J'ai perdu dans la bagarre le calot du calamar. Esquivant guerre et sans œil pour œil, dent pour dent, je suis bon et tout béton, mon iris sur le gâteau. Oh,
The Freedom Principle is recorded in the town of LaSalle, Ontario, at the 42nd parallel, 8 kilometers south of Detroit, Michigan, on land that is the traditional territory of the Anishinaabeg people of the Three Fires Confederacy of Ojibwe, Potawatomi, and Ottawa. The Freedom Principle can be heard across Canada from the Salish Sea of British Columbia to the Grand Banks of the Atlantic Ocean. Thank you for supporting this excellent community radio station.
And be free.